Dr. Ellsberg, you ought to have that. That's on the blackboard, too, if you listen, with what I gave you tonight. So that's all you'll have. Now, what happened to the Ku Klux Klan? Several of the protesters were arrested, none of the Ku Klux Klan. What happened to a young boy today? PETA? It's on the blackboard. Read it tonight when you leave, or in the morning. It'll be there till in the morning. Don't erase it for the first 2 or 3 hours. Can that be arranged? Young boys are being put out in the heat wave, 99 degrees, die of cardiac failure at 17 years of age. This boy was beaten and brutalized, and there have been 70 other such cases at the military base in North Carolina and several in San Diego. They call it motivation training. Motivation to be brutal. Motivation. Terror. Sadism. They found him hiding where? In an abandoned what? What? Abandoned guest hall. Scared to death. Emaciated. Looked like he'd been through a concentration camp. And remember that documentary on youth crime? The congressman at the end calls for concentration camps. Work camps, he calls them. That's what Hitler called them, work camps. Do you know some recent statements made by Guyana's leaders about events around the world? Do you know some events in Guyana and show that the country is moving towards more socialism and self-sufficiency? Listen to the tape, that tape, on Guyana and its policy papers about imperialism, and you'll have that, okay? According to Ellsberg, what did the President Nixon do in 1969 to end the Vietnam War? Threaten the use of atomic bombs. What was Ellsberg said were the dangers of 30 years of nuclear testing? Well, and not only that, testing, but radiation leaks. He said all kinds of diseases. He said there'll be epidemics that people will not know. He said perhaps the Legionnaires' disease and things like this are just one of those unknowns that are breaking out. Who is the leader of North Korea? Kim Il-sung. How is he regarded? He's looked upon as a god. A god which is necessary. People worship. People have to look up to personality. There ought to be more respect here. Right. Mother walks in. Dad walks in. I don't want it. I hate it. Because leadership is pain. I haven't had a happy personal thought for I don't know how long. I'm in a prison. I'd like to have died in a jail cell with nothing but a protest because that's what I wanted to do. But that would have been selfish because I owed it to the children. I know some of you don't think you got any service. Wake up over there, young woman. Look around here. This is where the happening is. But there has to be respect for leaders, the DP, somebody that dictates the will of the people. Who are the people? The working class? Proletariat. Who are the oppressor? Bourgeoisie. Who is the petted bourgeoisie? The middle class, the small businessmen that are not waking up to the fact of who they are, the doctors and so forth, the damn parasite lawyers. I think I've just about done. Who is the leader of North Korea? I got that. Okay. Life in Georgetown will be more comfortable thanks to a contribution from the Chinese. What is it? New turbine generators. So there'll be no more whiteouts, no more electrical failures. Who is to escape from Italian jails? Red Brigade. There's something else. What do they bring about? A socialist prime minister in Italy. Italy is moving left and not right, contrary to some who would have called it a terrorist act. Marxists have to determine what is the difference between terrorism and armed struggle. The bombing that occurred on Wall Street, was that an act of terror that injured and killed so many, 140 or 150? The financials, yes, because it was senseless. Only turns the people against the revolution. It wasn't against an institution. It didn't have meaning. But when you kidnap a prime minister who is a lackey of U.S. capitalism and demand that you'll free him, in ransom for just so many people, political prisoners being released, and they don't do it, you get a moral lesson across that capitalists won't take care of their own. They won't even, you remember that millionaire, J. Paul Getty, his own grandson was kidnapped to cut his ears off, and he wouldn't pay him a dime. That shows something. The whole world sees that capitalists don't care about their own. Aldo Moro was the biggest lackey of U.S. imperialism. But the USA said, don't give a dime. The Italian government wanted to do it. even the Social Democrats, it turned his own wife into a Marxist. Then it was a revolutionary act, wasn't it? Unfortunately, when he was executed. They've not had it so easy, but at least there's a lot of pressure, but they seem to know how to get out of jail. I never saw anything like them folk. How does the Canadian economy compare with that of the United States? It's worse, because the dollar is the only place in the world that has more value. It's worse. It's having more of an economic problem. How much of the wealth is owned by the USA? Please don't have talking when I'm giving you the news. That's unfair and unjust. My voice is like a sore all the time. I think you forget that. I don't like to talk. 70% of the economy is owned by USA. At least that. Where am I at? Why is the U.S. holding a $24 million loan to Chile? Because they want to look like they're window dressing. Chile has got three high governmental officials. They were in DINA, and now they've conveniently changed the name of DINA, the secret police, to some other name. Does anybody know what it is? Find out. I'll leave that mystery. You find that out, maybe Teresa will put that on the blackboard. And the fact is that General Pinochet, the head of the Chilean military junta himself, did this thing. But USA's acting like they care. And what did they do? They've called for three murderers to be sent back. Three little lackeys, and they'll be sacrificed. They're governmental officials. Chile will finally sacrifice them because capitalists don't look after their own. And then USA could say, we care about Letelier, their foreign minister of the socialist government of Dr. Allende, being eliminated, blown up right on the Washington Embassy Row in a car, remember? Right. With a U.S. representative. They don't care who they kill. What other terrible thing shows that USA just posturing when it talks about getting to the bottom of bribes and payola? Chaykin? No. I'll move on. I wasn't making myself clear. I'm talking about the Korean scandals, the KCIA, using Reverend Sun Moon to pay off congressmen and senators. Jaworski, moderate, he's not a flaming liberal. He said, I resign. It's all window dressing. I've refused to be used. It's just a play. Said they're not going to prosecute these senators. How many senators do you find have been involved in accepting bribes? 30-some. Congressmen equally. I don't know how many of them. But what do they do? A black senator who's just black, done nothing but lied to his wife in a domestic court. They bring him before the Senate Ethics Committee because they want to get rid of one black. Anybody can't see that there's black genocide in USA is blind. Black Senator Edward Brooks, and he looks whiter than me. And the head of the Subcommittee on African Affairs in Congress. Wake up, Richard L., and listen very closely and get it all down because I expect an excellent plus from you. Okay, what did they do? Congressman Diggs, the chairman of that committee, faces 175 years for misusing his own money. How in the hell do you do that? Not taking any bribes, not taking any payola. Blacks going down. Atlanta, Georgia says, I'm being destroyed. The mayor, Maynard Jackson, I'm being destroyed by the Atlantic Journal. They always use the press first to destroy them. How many more can you think of? I'll give you a book. I'll give you an article. Ebony just come out with all the black leaders. They're all getting it. Every blessed one of them, all getting it. Because genocide has already begun. Dimely again, yes. He's going to get it with us. They want to Chisholm. Shirley Mae Chisholm. She's not going to be able to run. And Jordan, what was her first name? Barbara Jordan, she was so articulate, being the Aunt Jane introducing President Carter, she thought she'd have no trouble. She's being smeared so badly, and they're intimidated that she is afraid to run for office this year. She's resigning. Yvonne Burke, yes. Okay, well, a whole number of them. Okay, how is the U.S. supporting the white Rhodesian government economically? By the way, what they didn't tell you, that Chile already got $250 million aid. It's just $24 million that they're holding up. It's always just hypocrisy. Chile couldn't even be in power without USA backing. Trickeration, yes, thank you. How is the U.S. supporting the white Rhodesian government economically? Lifted the ban. Congress and the Senate. They were doing it secretly anyway through the CIA. What statement did Dad read from Comrade Carolyn Kirkendall that gave him great encouragement? Why? You find that out. They'll put it on the board tomorrow. Dick Tropp, I'd like that put on the board tomorrow. Can you go back and get that, Teresa? He can recreate it. So we can look at our guilt and know ourselves. A lot of people didn't look at themselves. I only got three papers after Carolyn Kirkendall. What did she get? Her friend gave her just 15 minutes one to cover kindly for her. People do that, but it's elitism, so we got to stomp it out everywhere, right? And I hope everybody has as concerned to stomp it out as they as she was, as comrades. Oh, yes. Huh? You can put it on your test paper. You may. It's got to be on the test paper. You can put it right on your test paper. Everybody should put it on your test paper. I think that should be a requirement. Thank you, my son. Put it on your test paper. What do you feel guilty about? What did Dad just say? What is the Dad like leadership? Why we have to have a strong leader, the DFP, to dictate the will of the proletariat? What did Carolyn Kirkendall say? She had to report that she was getting what she considered favoritism. And how she had, what other things? Do you remember? What did Dick Tropp say? Intellectualism, he took comfort in his intellectualism and always putting himself above the working class, in some ways finding an excuse for his anarchy, and he said people like him should be shot at the end. By the way, to one who I appreciate very much, got a lot of helpful pointers out of it, Pauline Groot. But there's one thing you want to know, Pauline. You gave me a lot of important things, but never think Dad's naive. Never think he's naive. She said he was naive on a number of points. I'm not naive. I know exactly what things are. I'm just trying to still break through the barrier. You understand? To break through the barrier by saying, why could somebody do this? I understand perfectly well, unless somebody is a communist, they cannot understand me. And if they are not willing to give of themselves, I represent such a threat to them that they would kill me in a minute. People are subjective to some little thing that happens to them in this organization. They blame it on me. Something imposed upon their will. That's why security should watch me, because I'd love to be able to pass to the great unknown. Because people here, the worst thing could happen to this great revolution that even Marcus Garvey couldn't break about. The first people that ever left the United States successfully in protest. The worst thing that could happen is that the leader be killed by somebody here. And there's enough hate here to do it. Oh, yes, there are. Because people are caught up in the memory of what one wrong. They never remember the times I got people out of jail. Even some of their own loved ones. Even themselves. They never remember the times I risked going to jail myself. Well, for their own damn foolishness. I was willing to die in jail, be tortured, whatever, for them. They never remember that. But one goddamn little thing that may be a mistake, they remember that. And sometimes it's not a mistake. They don't see the trees for the forest. Now you remember that too. I'm going to expect you to recreate that, so you listen to that closely. Think about through. Shift again. What recent events are taking place in Iran? Well, I told you that. What has NAACP President Benjamin Hook said about trends in the USA? Terrible. That's on the board. Go over and read it. Teresa's got it. Has Carter maintained? It's on the blackboards in the school. What has Carter maintained his high level of popularity? Can you explain how the New York Post, under that white racist, what's his name, magnate, he's owning, buying up newspapers and TV, Rupert Murdoch, the evil man, he attacked his daughter, his grandmother, his wife, he attacked his cousin Hugh, he attacked his closest aides. Did you hear that today? Be seated. It was terrible. Attacked his little girl as being sick, reading comic books while state officials were there. I kind of admire that. Goddamn state officials. Admittedly, his brothers made a buck off of his opportunism, being a brother of the president. What's that got to do with a president's success or failure? I think Carter's problem is that he's a religious man. He believes in God. That's an opiate, so he cannot realize the dangers of the human potential. Neither, in view of the selective assassinations of Kennedys and Malcolm and Martin, at some point he's probably going to back off because he's afraid they'll blow his brains out. He already has. He's schizophrenic. He says, I'll stand by Andrew Young. Yet he says, I don't know what I'm going to do with Andrew Young. Remember what Andrew Young did? Said there are thousands of political prisoners in USA. He's the black ambassador. He has been told not to speak at all now by Carter unless it is cleared by Carter. He must not issue one word. Now, if he's a man of character, he'd resign, wouldn't he? Jaworski, rather than be a puppet, resigned. That lawyer who was supposed to be investigating the Korean scandals of bribes to white congressmen and senators. Do you remember what Dr. Castro recently said about President Carter? And they're using it to go after Carter. He said he'd prefer that President Carter be reelected because even what's next will be worse. And Castro shouldn't have said it. Everybody makes a mistake. Great man, but he made a mistake. Because that'll be sure that they're going to get Carter. Don't you think? Maybe you have another point of view. You say maybe you see somebody better? Who? Ronald Reagan is gaining popularity. They think he'll be the next candidate. And Castro goes on to say that Reagan is a moral opportunist. He's a degenerate. He will bring nuclear war. He was involved in some of the decision making that suggested nuclear war in the panel that met with Nixon to use nuclear bombs in Vietnam. Castro shouldn't have made that. He better keep his mouth shut about USA because it's going right wing fascist every day. Compare the preparations, and Dr. Castro is a great man. You that are new need to hear his interview. Brilliant man with Barbara Walters. Compare the preparations that the U.S. has made for its citizens in the event of nuclear war. What has been done in the USSR and China? If you know, but we ought to feel honored that National Enquirer is attacking us. By the way, it has an article this week attacking Fidel Castro, is calling him a torturer who came in and beat people in the night and whipped them and killed them and put them in boxes. Doesn't that sound familiar? Huh? Said 27 were killed one night. I was a prisoner in Castro's Cuba for 14 years. What he doesn't bother to say was that he was the head of the CIA there. And they let him go for 2 years till he started meddling some more. And they put him back in jail. And it makes it sound like a torture chamber. So look out, baby. We're going to have a new blast. And there are going to be some folk with us. A young man who thought he'd made it by playing both sides against the middle and has a television show. I sure imagine they'll be check out every voice. What has been revealed about prevention of heart disease, cancer, and strokes? The harder you work, I don't mean just sports of bowling and just ordinary sports of the simple sports that name some other. You got to swim hard. You got to strenuously run. You got to work hard every day, and you sweat out the impurities. It'll save you from cancer, heart disease, strokes, blindness, and everything else. A lot of you folk avoid work. Boy, I wish God I never felt so good as I did Sunday unloading that wagon load of wood. You don't know what you're missing. Your stomach, you don't realize how tight it is. You don't know how your joints are. You don't know the pressure rings around your head. You ought to try it. Some of you don't know how to do it. Well, try it. You'll see, won't you? How many enjoy hard work? You don't worry as much. It'll lift the depression off your mind. God damn it, it'll do it. Your sadness and pain that you feel for the world and our people back there. You got to have a moment of relief. I wish some people let me have it. What countries are attacking Mozambique? I told you. What has the Pentagon U.S. military wasted $477 million of the taxpayers' money this year? Where? How? Well, that's just one loan alone. Union of South Africa, the dread apartheid regime where black people have to be in by sundown and receive 1/20th of the wage and live in concentration camps outside of the village, not allowed to walk on the sidewalks, not allowed to go to the theaters or the shows, not even allowed to drink ordinary beer. They have a form of liquor that's called rat gut, mostly alcohol, that burns holes in their stomach and they die before their time. It's a process of genocide to eliminate them early in life. They're not even able to get meats. They don't have enough money. According to some psychiatrists, the U.S. public is losing respect for President Carter. Why are the reasons for saying this? I told you. I told you, didn't I? Now you have all the questions. Go. Be ready for it. Now, shift. That's not too much to listen to tomorrow, is it? And go back and listen to North Korea, South Korea, and the tape about Guyana, and its position on world imperialism. It gives various names of the leaders of Guyana and what they have to say about imperialism. Sorry, Keems, I'm sorry. Okay, now you may be seated. What's the agenda of problems? I want to deal with everything. I don't believe in hiding anything under the bushel. Danielle Mitchell was talking to Yolanda Smith, and she said if she had the chance to go back to the United States, she would, and if she had the chance, she would go to live in Texas. Anthony Hicks and Tracy Mendonagi report this and say Yolanda tried to cover for her. I could tell this because I always look at your face. You never smiled at me, never once. Your dad's one of those friendliest. Your mother have cheered my heart, but you never smile. You never speak. Get that off your face because you're no better than anybody else here. Even though your dad is a supervisor of the highest rank, we have no elitism, so you better get yourself together. You who have heard nothing apparently and want to go back to racist Texas, have you heard of the flash floods that killed today 9? Washing out people, even washed out tonight, the last moment of news, washed out President Johnson's grave. That's how much flood waters. Not to mention the damn racism. The Ku Klux Klan controls the Houston police and sheriff's department, has done it for years. You better learn to smile because you got the most unhappy, nasty-looking face in your beautiful woman. There's no sense in this. I never once have had you smile. I've never seen you smile. Can you tell us why you want to go to Texas while all of our black people are suffering? The jails are crowded, and 163 or 173 people calling from the jails. And through Dr. Moore, the Methodist white superintendent, middle class, who was here, he said to help them if he can. He'd even give money to help a man crowded into a cell that was meant for 117 there. I don't remember the exact figure. I think it was 17 crowded into one jail cell. Black man. Tell me why. And a lot of whites are wanting to come, too.
Last Saturday
said there's such a housing shortage. She said on the radio phone that Dr. Moore said there's such a housing shortage in Reno, Nevada, that great sports center, the brilliant lights of Reno, that people are having to live in their cars. White people.
I didn't say that I wanted to go back to Texas. When me and Yolanda was down there talking.
Where is Yolanda?
Right here, dear. Okay, Danielle said...
Okay. Me and Yolanda was down there talking, and then I said that it wasn't nothing gonna happen back in the States or nothing like that.
What did you say?
No.
Go ahead. Talk to Dad.
She said you wanted to go what? I didn't hear it. I missed it because somebody asked me a question.
I didn't.
You talk up and take the mustache from off and say just what you said. What did you say?
I'm not indicting you. Everybody's innocent and proven guilty. But do you admit that you are an unfriendly person?
Yes, Dad.
Why do you not speak to me? I'd give my life to you. You don't do it. You can walk right by with anybody. Your mother will speak brilliant, beautiful smile, one of the most beautiful, radiant smiles. Yeah, not you.
Answer. Why don't you speak?
I don't have a reason.
Well, are you grateful?
Yes.
Don't you like being here?
Well, whether you like it being or not, can't you be kind? Do you think you're better than the rest of us?
No, Dad.
One of the reasons that you don't speak probably is because this is your way of saying, I want your attention, Dad. I'm pouting. People that don't go around speaking to other people are really saying, I want your attention.
That goes to people that walk around with long faces all the time. Manipulating is all you're doing. You're manipulating some attention.
We haven't had any of this wanting to go back to USA. We haven't had much of this. I can't. It floors me. I talked about a man who's a great, brilliant white scientist and military genius, economist, computer RAN specialist, and he says he cries under a tree. And all of beautiful America is going to become a wasteland, a desert. There'll be nothing left standing because atomic war is about to happen. What the hell do you think it's going to do? Is it going to miss Texas?
No, I didn't even say that I wanted to go back.
Well, what did you say? Where are the witnesses here? I don't want to be taken up with unnecessary time.
Okay, Daniel said, we was all talking, and so then Daniel said, well, if she went back, she go to Texas. So then I said, they still get you there. And then, so then Anthony said, y'all better shut up. And so then the next day, we had gotten an argument. Then Anthony kept saying, I don't know the word, but I was covering her ass because I should have reported it too.
Because if we had somebody foolish enough to think they can get back to USA and try to go through the jungle, like somebody just got lost not trying to go to USA in 25 hours, they could have died, a tiger eating them up, a tiger passed them, brushed against them, and we had 25 hours of nightmare. You people, I wouldn't think you'd like to have us sitting here going through that anxiety and pain and worry and fear.
Right.
That person was no way trying to go to the United States.
Why was you trying to cover Danielle? Did you say something you think that you thought that she might tell on you? I mean, did you encourage her?
No. I even say nothing about going back to the States.
Well, tell me why you would say if I went back to the United States in the first place. Why would you even say that? What would be the reason for the subject? We got all the things to talk about.
How is she?
That's smiling
to you,
Dad.
He's talking to you.
I don't know.
You know, if you'd be more positive, your mother came to the jaws of death, saved her from cancer.
That's right.
And she's sick. She's not right. She has a lot of problems. So she's not that. But do you think if you'd be positive and give her joy, you could help with that?
Dad.
She's a good woman, a very good woman.
And Danielle, you walk around flighty, you know, you come off like you're too grown to be with some people, or you act like you're too grown.
That's right.
Most of the time. And I'm just suggesting that you stop being so flighty and be a little bit more friendly to more people. And yeah, and stay young as long as you can.
Danny, you have a nasty attitude. And I don't know, why do you want to go back to Texas?
You said if you would go back. I don't ever say if I went back. Only thing I said here to you one night, so some of you people seem to think I enjoy this. I don't enjoy. I would if I could be like people here, could walk out and sit down to a movie and set the TV and watch it. But when I'm sitting every night on a damn radio, I walked out of that radio room at what time this morning? 8 o'clock? 8:30? After all night? Now, I can't, and that's why I said I was saying to somebody last night, I'd even hate to see people fall in love, because if they fall in love, they'll forget the problems of the greater family. You can see him preoccupied, one of the best person. I said, he's great, good man, preoccupied because he's worried about his love life, worried about his image. Jesus Christ, what a menace it is. But I cannot ever take any time for myself. I can't relax from the pressures. I got to give you news. How do you think I felt after all night trying to give that damn news? That people passed by here talking just like magpies, just talking like a parrot, not listening. I only give that news to try to educate people so that they'll be equipped. If they're not equipped, if they don't have knowledge, they won't be sensitive, they won't be loyal, we won't stand together and protect our babies and our seniors from harm. We'll never be worth a salt of revolution if we don't have knowledge. Jesus Christ. But I have to be the one person that'll stay, and there's some others, but very few that'll forget the loves and attachments and all that, burn the midnight oil, and forget recreation and indulgence, and think about. But it's on my mind all the time. McIlvain. What the hell? And that goddamn attorney. And get a new attorney. I have to talk and consult the new attorneys because I don't trust the one I got. Because he's too damned old and he thinks he's in love. Damn old fool got him a toupee at 70 years of age. And then he puts in his damn rights lawyer in the street courtroom. I don't know what a dumb fool said. And tells how he defends his cases and tells how he manipulates the jury. And you think he's going to represent some person of mine going to the court? No. I don't know what we're going to do then, chaps, but if anybody, my person goes to court, it ain't going to be, because that fool is losing a murder trial right now because he opened up and wrote in the book, Big Ego, and he's trying to get it up. Every time I can tell when I call, he's trying to get it up with his new girlfriend. I can always tell it because I'd be damned. He hasn't got an ounce of sense and is a nasty-ass mood and doesn't think clearly at all. And that's what troubles you people. You're not. We oughtn't to get in this mess. You oughtn't to get in this love, because it's not love, it's need. It's mirroring narcissism. But at least if you do it, for Christ's sakes, can't you lay it down and do your job? I don't ask you to carry all the work here, but feel the burden of this. I want this to them to understand on the tape, too, to be able to recreate it. Want that put on the blackboard. Why can't we, for the moment, forget and remember until every one of our people are saved? Forget our own needs. So I'm in a prison, hell. But I don't talk about going to the United States. The only time I mentioned, I said, I would have liked to died in jail. You want to die in jail? You want to be in jail where they'll rape you, attack you, molest you? That's what I meant. I want to die in jail, not take bail, because it's a capitalist device that only the rich can afford to pay bail and get out and walk on the streets. I know I wouldn't have achieved anything, but at least I could have said, here's one person that does not believe in the system, that will not walk the streets of America, that will not eat its food and pay its taxes so it can bomb little black children in Rhodesia and burn out villages in Mozambique. No, I rot in jail. But I had no right to do that because I owe this, and everybody else here has the same responsibility. There's 1,000 people, over 1,000 people here, and hundreds more that we can give liberty to, make a viable force. And if there was hope, which there isn't, we could then have them organized to go back or go in this continent and help with other liberation movements or in Africa. The future's bright if we get our shit together. If some young people would care as much as Cleve Swinney, who'll push himself when he was a dead man, carried out here a year ago. You don't believe in miracles. Some of you play that down. You ought to be ashamed. Don't give respect for the office. We carried him out here. He was white as a sheet. And the doctor said, go home and die. We sent him to Trinidad. Said, there's nothing can be done. It's only a matter of weeks. That's been over a year ago. Working like a dog, going in there, lifted a great big thing that he couldn't get the four Guyanese workers. They took four of them. He lifted himself and carried it up the steps. Young people ought to care about the boats. Young people ought to care about learning the machine shop. Young people ought to care about learning all the phases of mechanics and agriculture. But they sat back on their ass and talk about, if I went back to Texas, what time you got to talk about going back to Texas?
Right.
Why don't you talk? Why don't you ask? Why don't you go up to Catullus and ask about bananas, or Chaykin and ask something about peanuts, or Tish, who has a full comprehension, or Beam of knowing, or Jan, or any of the other farm supervisors, Simpson. Why don't you try to ask something about how to help make this a community, to help feed us? Because I'm paying for everything that goes in your mouth. I'm paying when you get sick. And some of you that are heavy, by the way, you eat and waste on that score, then you end up in that damn hospital. I've had several of you. Why are you there? Because you're eating too damn much.
I don't know what the hell you mean that if you went back to Texas, because you've been in Texas and you know all the racial shit that went on in Texas. Do you remember the time when your mother was working up at that donut place and one black man got beat the shit out of him for 5 cents? For 5 cents a teller cheated him out of 5 cents, Dad, out of 5 cents. And he wanted his 5 cents, and he didn't argue with the teller, and she went outside the door and called the police on him, and they beat the shit out of him and beat him to the ground mercifully for 5 cents. And you've seen it. You were standing right there, and you want to go back to shit like that.
Get off your face.
I'm going to demand people smile here, or we're going to make it a public service offense. You better go home and exercise. I can't expect you to start tonight. You've been practicing it too long. But your mom and your dad don't do that. They'll give you a very civil time of day, no matter how tired. I'm tired of looking at blank, stupid faces that think they're better, or whatever they think. I'm not going to judge it, but by God, I speak, and if I'm engaged in an important conference, somebody passes me, I'll call out to them, because I want them to know I care. And some of you people just wander by here like, by God, it's your duty to be nasty.
Why don't you start smiling now?
I'd like to say it's quite a contradiction that you could be as interested as you are in black history. Probably the best student in the class, Don would agree, the best student in the class concerned about black history, and here when it comes down to black people and what's going on today, you're nowhere. You have a theoretical understanding of what's going on, but when it comes down to the practice of your life here in Jonestown, your theory doesn't fit your practice at all. It makes you a theoretical Marxist. You have it in your head, but you haven't got it in your daily activities.
I know a few more like that. I remember some theoretical. I was reading the affidavits of what one Jim Cobb did to the white women. Bert beating them down with other women and saw what the hell they did. Yeah, they had it here. Mike Cartmell, driving around these zoot suits, can't even pay for it, living off, probably end up in jail because they don't pay their bills. Yeah, I see these theoretical Marxists, theoretical knowledge of black history. If you got a knowledge of black history, then you'll identify with the black seniors here. You'll remember the black history that some of these seniors had, or your dad said, that was beat down. They're sitting right out here. There's Lulu Rubens out here and all kinds that had white men put a gun on them. You heard their testimony. Because her baby was sick, and she didn't get to work right on the time on the plantation. 1 minute late, and he pulled a shotgun to blow her and the baby away, but it didn't happen to go off. By God, I'm sick of people talking about all their great intellectual knowledge and can't identify with the black people that are right here that went through hell. Hell. People beat down in jails. You've heard them shot. One of our black men shot down like a dog by the police. Shot right without even a warning. Shot a part of his face and his body away. He's right here.
I bet you don't even remember who that was, do you? Remember who that was? He got up about two or three meetings ago. He got up and he gave the whole story. You know who it was? You weren't listening, were you, when you got up and talked about it?
You remember about the black woman that's here that had to pass by the relatives, and while they'd hung one of their loved ones, and the white people in the South said, if you look, we'll hang you too?
Right.
walk by and look, don't say a word, how they were hung by the neck. Do you remember that? Do you remember the black woman that was beat down on a toilet in a jail? Do you know who they are? Can you remember their faces out there? Do you know them? And 100 more that were not named or did not tell their pain. I don't want to hear this crap when people could be talking about the news and could be talking about things that count on helping us, you young people, and many are coming up, some of the best workers. But some of you are walking around here like you don't know where you belong. Some seniors, too. Walking around, don't do anything. Just your gripes and your pains. If I meet you, by God, can't walk an inch till somebody tells me what's wrong with them. You never tell me what's right. It's a small minority, but by God, you ought to carry your weight here. People ought to be using their time because we've wasted money and we ought to have guilt. All the money you wasted, that we could have all the 101 houses that we got now on that map. Where is that map? It ought to be on the wall so people can look at our projections. That isn't all we got to build, warehouses. Jesus Christ. We got 100 crates coming in. We got to have a warehouse built. They got to work all night to get buildings ready because we're too crowded. We got important things that got to get done. People could be giving us some help on doing these things, volunteering some time like some other young people do.
I just wanted to say one thing, Dad, is that I don't want to hear anybody or see anybody comparing things back in the States to Jonestown about, well, I was never given a chance. I mean, this is just like back in the States. I wasn't given an opportunity. I mean, people will vamp right down on me. They will do this. They'll say that. They'll try to boss me around. I don't want to hear that crap. I mean that.
All right. Where's the jury? You know the jury. They're supposed to have seats up here. Okay, good. That's good. They're not all there. Huh? Jose Smoking Meat, the old Indian chief. Let his son sit in his place. Is he here? Okay. Pain of his speech. You remember the pain of his speech? In Indian, they won't even allow to be taught now. Reservations wiped out. All treaties broken. He spoke to his granddaughter. I could have cried. You could hear it. You couldn't understand, but you knew what he was saying. White man destroyed our children, our cities, destroyed our country, destroyed everything they touched. And you want to go back? It was painful to hear him talk in his dialect. In a language they won't even let them talk. It's against the law in some states for Indians to speak Indian. In the United States, yes it is. Against the law. I say what to do about it. What do you say happened? The witnesses, what the witnesses say happened? It's a cardinal offense here to talk about the United States and glorify it.
What should happen to her?
What did she do? No, I don't. That's not your decision.
She said when me and Tracy we was all sitting down was at lunchtime dining tent, and we heard her and Yolanda was talking. She said she had a chance to go back to the United States. She was gone. She had a chance to go back to Houston, Texas. She'll go to Houston, Texas.
My God, I never shall forget in that Houston, Texas meeting. We had to walk around to the telephone, and I mean the goddamn police stood there and watched us just wanting an opportunity to blow us away, and I'm doing nothing but talking on a telephone. Rioting. There's nothing but riots in Houston. Nothing but riots. That's, again, a piece of news I didn't tell you. I don't tell you all this stuff. 17 Chicanos, Hispanics, shot by police. They fought back, and blacks are now beginning to fight back. But that church, that only building, looked decent, and walk out on that goddamn nightmare street, rot all around, drug pushers, dirty, filthy. The only thing that looked decent was a goddamn light in the telephone booth. nothing so ugly in those goddamn white police, not a black police, white, all black neighborhood coming, just stood there, and one on one corner, another on the other one, just waiting, just wanting us to do one, wanting us to even frown at them. Anything. I don't forget that, by God. The last meeting we had in Houston. Where were you, as your dad said, where were you when the black man was beat down for wanting his money, his proper money, and he asks for it and he gets beat by the police, gets beat down by the people?
I didn't know nothing about that.
You don't?
No.
He said you were there.
You don't. Your mother haven't even told you about that. Oh, yes, she has.
Radio Shack?
The Radio Shack.
Hey, Nick, you know it, don't you? Will you
yes, I think we should.
No, goddamn, what are you
doing? What are you doing?
By the way, go ahead, sweet. Is the daughter, sister wants to say?
The man, he had bought some and it didn't work, so he had took it back. And the lady cheated him out of it was 5 to 10 cents. And he wanted it, and she wouldn't give it to him. And so he said, if you don't give it to me, I'll hit you with this belt buckle or something. And then so she started getting scared. Then she ran outside, got the police, and they started beating him, and they put him all in the car. And then you were standing right there.
He needed, you know how much? Isn't that something a black man has to say, I'll have to hit you with my belt? What do you suppose he needed, 5, 10 cents? Because 5 or 10 cents means a lot of difference to a black person.
Right.
May not mean nothing but to you kids because you had it easy. And it meant
right.
A lot to black people that couldn't had to pay their bills and put that food on the table.
He wouldn't have
had to argue.
If it had been white, he wouldn't have had to argue to have gotten it back.
Right.
And you ought to appreciate over here because as many as times as me and your mother had to scuffle, working two jobs, both of us, trying to make it, day and night, hardly seeing one another and hardly even having to spend time. This is the first time that we've been able to spend a little time with you, with all of you. No time in the church, no money, and Dad spent all that money sending all of us over here to freedom. To freedom. And I mean this is freedom.
They came, as you know, this family came from Texas, went to Chicago and saw what it was on their own and came here. But didn't I not call you out once through your loved one in San Francisco and heal you of cancer?
That's right, Dad. She was 6 years old.
Cancer was in your family because we had to heal your mother of it. She'd have died of it. She hadn't got here. Doing fine. But our attitudes don't help her. She had a little infection from the post-operative surgery, but if it hadn't been here, it would have been, she'd have died.
That's right.
So cancer's obviously in the family. Well, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how to get it across to people. So let's just make it a decision. We oughtn't talk all night. We love you. We've proven that. Jury, decide what it is. It's just, we don't talk about that. That's one thing we don't talk about, going back to racism. That's like saying we'll go back and join the murderers. When we get our people to freedom, do whatever the hell you damn well please. But don't talk about that crap in the meantime. I mean our last person to freedom. I'm saying to you, sweetheart, I want you to salute, I want you to smile, and you better get used to it, and everybody else here that don't smile, that everybody can smile if they make themselves. No matter how tired they feel, I smile. Right now I don't, you know, I'd have to make it phony. I'm not good at phony smiles. And when I walk by, I smile at you.
That's right.
I say hi. And I can be sick as a dog, but I say hi. I say, love you. Hi, darling. And something.